Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. It's an absolute pleasure to have you joining me on today's show. I guess this is a bonus episode, but it's going to be a valuable episode, I think, to a lot of people that tune in. That, you know, I mean, let's be honest, we'll put it nice and bluntly. 2020 has been a pretty fucked up year. I mean, there's been a lot that is very, you know, very unpredictable. There's been a lot that hasn't gone right for a lot of people. There's a lot of unknown. You know, people have kind of just written the year off, and I guess that's what I wanted to make this episode for today. I just don't think that we need to be writing the year off completely. I mean, what are we? We're nearly in October now, and people are already kind of going, let's just ride this year out and wait till 2021 and start fresh. And I can see why, I can see where that's coming from, but I just don't think that's the best option, and that's what I wanted to go over today. I'm going to give you, I guess, my five steps of how we can make sure that we make the most of the rest of 2020 and do our best to finish the year on a positive note and just make the most of the situation that we've been handed and just not let the year get the better of us. Because although a lot of people have, like I've mentioned, like gone through a lot of negative stuff this year, It's been a tough year for a lot of people, some more so than others. And it is easy to kind of just go, well, you know, think to yourself, this year is fucked. I'm going to wait till next year and then we'll start again then. But similar to most years, when we get around this time of the year and people start to wind down a little bit and they start talking about their goals for the following year, and how, you know, they're going to, as soon as it gets to January 1st, they're going to get started and it's just going to be a big year. And, you know, next year's your year. It's the same shit you hear every other year. And for me, I just think, you know, and one of the points I'll touch on today is being proactive and not reactive. Or, you know, one kind of saying that I like to go by is that don't wait until tomorrow to do something that can be done today. So if you have your goal in mind and you've reverse engineered how you want to achieve that and what that's looking like for you in the long term, and you know what you're planning on doing and what your passion is and what you hope to achieve, then why wait? I mean, why wait? Yes, you know, there are certain things that take time, and maybe the timing isn't perfect right now, but why wait to start? Why have a date in mind? Why say to yourself, I'm going to start on January 1st? And I know this is early to talk about this, about the New Year's, because like I said, it's not even October yet, but people genuinely are in this mindset already, particularly with how this year's gone. So why wait until January 1st when everybody else in the world is also going to be starting their goals? Why not get a head start? Why not start right now once you listen to this episode and just take action? Because if you do not take action, no one else will take action for you. And I just think there's just so, people can be getting so much more out of their time. I talk about this a lot with clients in terms of being in the gym even. So I watch a lot of people train when the gyms are open. I spend a lot of time in the gym, obviously. So you see people coming and going. You know, you see them multiple times per week, you see them for a few years in a row and they're doing the same program, you know, they're lifting the same weight, they're not changing it up, they're not progressing, they're not really concentrating, they're not getting the most out of their time. And I just think to myself, if you've made that effort to put in the time, if you've made the effort to come to the gym, then why not get the absolute most out of your time? And when you look at this year, 2020, we're nearly in October, what's that, 3 more months? We've still got a quarter of a year to go. And I mean, there's so much that can be achieved in that time. So we'll get stuck into today's episode. But before I get stuck into these five steps or the process that I think everybody should follow to make sure we make the most of the rest of the year, I wanted to let you guys know that I'm going to be doing, for the next few days, this will close, I think, the end of September at this stage. I'm going to be opening up a free week trial to my 16-week female strength and fat loss program. The link to that free trial is in the show notes below. So if you want to give it a go, feel free to go and do that. If you sign up today or whenever you listen to this episode, as long as it's before, I guess, the end of this month, I suppose, you will have access to it ongoing. So you can go back through it. You don't have to start it today because the program itself is for supposed to be for the gym. So if you don't have access to much equipment, may not be ideal right now, but make sure you go and sign up, jump inside that program and give it a go for free. It's kind of a bit of a taste of what my female strength and fat loss program is, which is what I think is kind of my best work in terms of putting it all together with, you know, mindset, nutrition, obviously training, accountability, the whole knowledge side of things, supplementation, recovery, everything. Community based. It's I've kind of put everything into this, and I wanted to give you guys a free trial. So make sure you go to that link and check it out. But let's get stuck into the episode. So the first step is that we need to reassess. Okay, so at the start of this year, January 1st, 2020, we all would have written down our goals. And it's fair to say that a fair span has been thrown in the works this year. So a lot of people probably have been thrown off with what their initial goals were. You know, for those that have been able to adapt, or those that haven't been affected by what, you know, the events that we've faced this year, and you're still able to attack those goals the same way around, or the same way, sorry. You know, hats off to you, and that's fantastic, and you know, you're very lucky if that's a situation you're in, or the position you're in right now. But for a lot of people, we need to reassess, and that's a problem, because far too often we set these goals, and this is why I'm such a big advocate for setting small daily goals, or you know, constantly reassessing where you are at, and constantly being aware of what your goals are for the week, for the month, and then going back and in kind of evaluating, or I guess debriefing, how you've gone in that week, that month, that day, to see whether you're actually on track with your goals. But we set these goals at the start of the year, and then we don't look at them again until December 31st. Okay, so it's all well and good to write them down, but if you're not constantly keeping yourself aware of the goals you're setting for yourself, and you're not actually ticking them off, or you're not working towards them, there's really no point in writing them down. So I think for a lot of us, we need to go back now, before the end of the year, and reassess those goals that we set on January 1st. Or reassess the goals that we set a couple months ago, because, you know, I speak for myself, in Victoria at the moment, we are in lockdown still. Gyms are closed, all the restaurants are closed. Like, it's very, very different than what it usually is, and very different to what everyone thought it would be at the start of the year. So go back through, go, if you've got your goals physically written down, if you've got them in your notes on your phone, or if they're just in your head even, reassess those goals, and then it's time to set new ones, okay? So the first part of this process is reassessing. Having a look at the goals you did set, we need to be honest with ourselves whether or not those goals are going to be attainable now under these circumstances. They may be. There may be different ways that you need to go about achieving them. That's fine as well. But if they're not attainable, if it's not something that is able to be done now, it's time to reassess and reset those goals. So that's step number one. Step number two is do not underestimate what you are still capable of this year. And then this will kind of work our way into step three as well in a second. But you know, someone that's kind of changed my whole outlook on everything in terms of like personal development and business is Grant Cardone. And he often talks about, you know, I'm actually re-listening to one of his books called The 10X Rule right now, the audio book. I've listened to it a handful of times. And, you know, one of the things he talks about is that we just don't think big enough. We don't set big enough goals. We set goals that we know we can achieve, or we set goals that we feel like comfortable and we know that we can kind of cruise our way to, because we think that by doing those and achieving them, we'll feel good. Or that if we you know, set bigger goals and we don't achieve them, we're going to feel bad. But in the end of the day, we're setting the bar way too low. Why not set a massive goal? Why not look at it right now and say, you've got 3 months. In the next three months, why can't I achieve what I set out to achieve in 12 months? Because the thing is, a lot of the time, and this is similar with many other things, you think about, okay, if you have a job right now and you're listening to this and you've ever had to go into a meeting and the meeting is scheduled for an hour. In that hour, you cover all this stuff, like whatever fucking everyone wants to talk about. If you had gone into that meeting for 15 minutes, I guarantee you would have got the same shit done. The same stuff would have been talked about. But when we give ourselves such a long period of time, we don't take the same amount of action to achieve the same result because we know we've got more time. And I found that during COVID and these lockdowns is that, you know, on days where I've got all the time in the world to do something very simple, it takes me a long time to do it because I don't feel any pressure to get it done, or I'm not putting in enough effort. I'm not taking the action necessary to achieve that goal. So we want to be setting big goals. Figure out what you think that you can get done in the next 3 months, but be ambitious, okay? And then figure out the action that needs to be taken to achieve that. The chances are it's way more than what you're doing now. But that's okay. That's fine, because not many other people are going to be doing that. Fuck all people are going to be doing that, to be honest. Unless you've listened to this episode, then congratulations. You should be doing this. Make sure, guys, if you take some value from today's episode, I'd love for you to take a screenshot for me too and post it up on your Instagram story and tag me in. I'd love to get some feedback on today's episode on whether or not you've enjoyed it. But yeah, so step number two is don't underestimate what you can achieve in 3 months. Okay, think big, take massive action, And even if you fall short, you are going to achieve much more in this 3 months than what you would have if you had to set the bar very, very, very low. I guarantee you that. So that's step number two. Step three is adapt and be willing to change. Now, this is a problem that I find that a lot of people have, is that they aren't willing to adapt and they're definitely not willing to change. So they set these goals at the start of the year, or they set these goals a few months back, and then all of a sudden now it's not happening. It's hard. It's not going to work. You know, it may not be attainable anymore, or it's not going to happen the way they hoped it had happened. And they just sit there and feel sorry for themselves, or sit there and worry about what everyone else is doing, or sit there feeling sorry for themselves because they can't do what they want to do. But, you know, like people in Victoria at the moment are real salty because fucking people in New South Wales and Queensland are able to go and do whatever the fuck they want to do. Is it frustrating? Yes, but who gives a shit? Doesn't mean that you have to sit back here and just wait for the, you know, wait to the end of the year until we come out of lockdown. Like, make the most of your current situation. Don't wait around because no one else is going to do this shit for you. So you need to be willing to adapt. If you set a goal and the pathway to that goal has changed now, so be it. Suck it up, okay? Figure out, reverse engineer how you can achieve that now. Reverse engineer what you need to do before the end of 2020 to make the most of the next few months, okay? And I'm talking about goal setting and stuff, but this applies to everyday life as well. It could just be getting back into a good routine with your health and fitness. It could be being productive with work. It could be something very small, okay? But it could be also huge. It could be a huge goal. But this doesn't have to be one thing either. I mean, like, you need to be willing to adapt in all areas of life at the moment. A lot of people aren't. And I think I posted this on my Instagram story today. It was a quote which was posted by My Goals Adam, who has been on the show before. It said something along the lines of if nothing changes, then nothing changes, or nothing changes unless something changes. Whatever the fucking quote is. But basically saying that there's so many people complaining, yet they're doing nothing about it. You know, and that frustrates me so much when you hear people constantly whinging and complaining about the circumstance they're in, or the situation they're in, or something that's happening to them, or something, you know, that they're going through, but then they don't take any responsibility, or they do not take the opportunity themselves to make a change, to change their own circumstances. You need to be willing to change. Even though you may have this idea of how you want it to look, if it can't look like that, then it can't look like that. Don't try and hold on. Because the longer you try and hold on, the less likely you are going to achieve that goal, and the longer period of time that you're wasting. Okay, so instead of wasting time, instead of sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, instead of waiting for everything else to change, you be the change. You're the one that needs to make that change and adapt. And I guarantee you are going to see the benefits from doing that. Step number four. Be accountable. This is a problem that a lot of people have. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, a lot of the clients that I work with in person, the clients that I kind of work with online, or as my personal training clients, I wouldn't necessarily say they actually need me, majority of them. You know, maybe initially they do, because until I kind of teach them how to eat and train for long-term results and all that type of stuff. But a lot of them now don't actually need me to tell them how to eat and train. They know, but they do need me for accountability, okay? Just like I need people for accountability. I need my friends. I need my girlfriend. I need my family. I need my daily journal. I need my meditation. I need, you know, to, I might post something on social media to keep myself accountable, because then everybody knows that I've said I'm going to do it. But accountability is huge, and if you don't have that accountability, then it's easy to quit when you don't feel like it. It's easy to push things back. It's easy to, you know, say that you're going to set these goals for the next 3 months, and when it gets to the end of October and you haven't made progress, and you kind of just go to yourself, oh, well, I was going to start in January anyway, so fuck it, I'll just wait till January. Whereas if you keep yourself accountable, it might be daily, it might be weekly, it might be monthly, you might just put up a post, you might write it down so you see this every single day. Stick it on the mirror in your bathroom, stick it behind the door in your room, whatever it is. But if you keep yourself accountable, or if you stay accountable to other people, then you are so much more likely to follow through with these goals and to follow through with what you set out to do, and to build up that momentum over time. And that's why I find setting daily goals to be so beneficial, is because if you get in the habit of, you know, so right now I'm literally sitting right in front of my journal. And if I write down, if I go and look at my daily goals this morning, and I'm also using this app. I can't remember whether I've said it on the show before, but I'm using this app now called Things, T-H-I-N-G-S. I think it's a paid app. It was maybe like $15 or something, which I can't figure out because it's really not that it's really not that complicated of an app. But you go in the morning and you set your goals for the day, or you can set weekly goals, you can set long-term goals, and then once you've done them, you tick them off in the app, and then they go into a logbook of completed goals. So over time, it's fantastic because when you tick them off, it feels good, obviously, but then you can go to that logbook and see the progress you've made, and you can start to build up momentum, and it gets you into a habit of being productive and following through with what you said you're going to do. And that's the biggest problem that people have, is just talking the talk but not walking the walk. So goal for yourself this week, for the rest of the year, is walk the walk. Be accountable to yourself and to others. Now, number five, the last step that I think is extremely important to make sure that you make the most of 2020, what's left of it, is be proactive and not reactive, okay? And that can be quite hard sometimes depending on what circumstances we're talking about, but don't sit around and wait for shit like this. Don't wait for podcasts like you're listening to right now. And if you're listening to this right now, then thanks so much. I actually am actually so appreciative that you're listening to the show. And subscribe if you haven't already. But don't wait for this. Don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Don't wait for everybody else to do something and then for you to then finally catch on and do the same thing as well. Be proactive. Look at your current lifestyle. Look at your current situation and see what you need to do and go back to step three, adapt and change. Be proactive beforehand. Don't wait. It's like this year. And I mean, each to their own, but if you have a business and you don't have some form of online platform, or not even a platform, but some form of online presence, what are you doing? I don't understand that, because it's not going to go backwards. You know, social media is not going to go away. No one could have predicted that this year was going to happen this year, and you know, stores and stuff are going to get closed down, restaurants are going to get closed down and stuff. But without technology, without an online following, without an online presence, It would have been so much harder for people this year that didn't have that in the first place, and that haven't been proactive and been reactive to the virus and reactive to the restrictions, and now they've got to start from scratch. Whereas those that were proactive and started to build their online base, started to build an email list, a database, started to give out free content on social media, things like this show, like over time, when push comes to shove and shit hits the fan like it has this year, things are a little bit easier. Okay, so yes, it's very frustrating, and in terms of like income and stuff, it makes a big difference not being able to go to the gym and PT clients in person or even outside recently. But I have my online platform. I'm able to still help people through my online coaching, which I've built up over the years since literally like maybe 2015 I started. Okay, so that's proactive. Starting the podcast, proactive, before it started to get really popular to have a podcast and that audio is getting a bit bigger. There's been plenty of shit that I haven't been proactive with, and I have been reactive. But if you can, be proactive, because you're going to be ahead of the ball, ahead of the game, ahead of the ball. Fuck, shocking at sayings, but you know what I'm trying to say anyway. Proactive is always better than reactive, because by the time you react, it's usually too late. Okay, but I also wanted to put on top of that even though sometimes it feels like it's too late, you still need to do it. Don't get stuck in, you know, what we talked about before in step three. Don't get stuck in the ways of not adapting and not being willing to change, because you have to. Okay, so 2020, it's been a bizarre year. It's still not over yet, and there's still plenty of time for you to bring yourself closer to where you want to be, and not just to sit around and wait like everybody else. Okay, so make the most of the rest of this year. I hope this episode's been able to help you in some way or another. I hope you've been enjoying these episodes lately. If you've only just tuned into the podcast and this is your first show, feel free to go back and check out some of the guests. We've had some really inspiring and valuable people on the show, especially lately. So thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure, as I said earlier, hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. And I look forward to chatting to you again in next week's episode. And also, just a quick reminder, go back and click on that link in the show notes and sign up to my free week trial of the Female Strength and Fat Loss Program. I'd love to have you in there. Thank you very much for listening.